This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. Robin Williams' 1995 adventure movie Jumanji was filmed in part in downtown Keene and Swansea, New Hampshire. And after he passed away earlier this month, many of our listeners from the Monadnock region honored him by posting photos and memories of his visit on social media. Jumanji was something of a rarity, as very few major motion pictures have been filmed here in New Hampshire. But around this time every year, production companies flock to the Granite State to capture that classic New England look. Matt Newton is director of New Hampshire's film and TV office, and he joins me now. Hi, Matt.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So what are production companies looking for when they do come to New Hampshire? It's not something we hear about in the news all the time, but I know that they come.
They do. The range of projects actually, it's a much bigger scene than just Hollywood. I mean, it's commercials, it's catalog photo shoots,
sure,
short films. It runs the gamut. It's funny, this time of year, August, September, are what I usually call my cabin by the lake months. The indie horror filmmakers start coming out of the woodwork, looking for those isolated locations. A rustic cabin lake, you know, by a lake.
And, mountains in the distance.
Mountains in the distance,
sure.
That sort of thing. So I get a lot of calls this time of year. But everything works a few months ahead. So even if they're not looking to film just yet, I get a lot of location scouts coming into the state, just wanting to become familiar with the lay of the land.
And maybe thinking ahead to October and November when the colors really start to come out.
Exactly. Even further out, I'll start seeing productions now for maybe next spring.
Oh, wow.
So they just kind of want to get a lay of the land, what lakes look good, what urban areas might work, whatever it calls for.
Do you have any examples, things that people might recognize on TV, whether it's a commercial or maybe even just one of those opening shots in a film that was New Hampshire and we just didn't realize that it was New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm. A good example is it was a very short-lived show on Fox called Goodwin Games, and this was just maybe a year or two ago. It was canceled quickly, but what people didn't realize is that the opening shot of this nice Victorian house in the fall was actually in Portsmouth, and there it is in the opening credits. And unfortunately, it didn't last. But a lot of times, they go unnoticed. You don't really realize that that was New Hampshire. We had I believe it was a Mercedes commercial a few years back that shot up on U.S. Route 2,
mm-hmm.
North of the Notch. And it was a nationwide commercial. It was, I believe, aired during the Super Bowl at one point. And it was all the white birches that you come to see when you're driving that route. So, but no one would really know that. So
right,
it's
right.
Sort of the little secret where—
It's just another car commercial.
It's just another car commercial. Again, a lot of these projects are smaller. There's a horror film called Yellow Brick Road that had a small play in theaters. They shot in the North Country, Pittsburgh, Lancaster, got a hold of a large piece of land up there. The property owner said, sure, have fun, and they made their horror film. Sensation of Sight was in Peterborough. That was in 2004.
Sure, Aaron Wiederspahn.
Aaron Wiederspahn. Yep. He also did a follow-up film called Only Daughter, which was in Claremont. Claremont's really interesting. They're becoming our little jewel, the backdrop of New Hampshire, and they get it. They're welcoming productions all the time, so hoping to bring more up there.
Now, we sort of think of the film industry as being this big economic boom. Now, do we see maybe the sort of economic boost from these smaller projects that we might see from a major motion picture?
We see our share of it. Granted, the major motion pictures are going to other states right now, primarily because there's some sort of financial incentive involved.
Mm-hmm.
Massachusetts is a good example. However, we have been capitalizing more on the independent film sector of the industry, and that's good because I think if we're looking at New England as quote-unquote Hollywood East, that's part of the market as well. So if we can do what we can to help these lower-budget independent filmmakers, we'll do what we can. And there's economic impact from those as well. So I can say that over the last year, I've had about 200, just over 200 different types of projects, again, features to commercials, whatever,
right,
contact me. 45 of them have actually shot here, and it's resulted in a spend of just under $1 million. So
wow.
we do see a little piece of the action. Granted, I would like to see a little bit more of that.
And what about bringing in New Hampshire workers? Is there any tie-in for people here in the state, mm-hmm. able to maybe help out or work on any of these projects?
There's always an opportunity. I post cast and crew notices on our website, Facebook, Twitter, that sort of thing. And we get the word out there. We do have a number of New Hampshire people who are union crew and work whether it's in the state or in Massachusetts, on those larger projects I mentioned about. So as long as New Hampshire people are working, whether it's here or across the state line, that's fantastic. The question is, how can we bring more of the projects up into the state?
Now, I mentioned Jumanji in the introduction, mm-hmm. and I actually moved to Keene right after that movie was released. So I never got to see it when it was in production, but some of my classmates that I went with at Keene Middle School and Keene High School were actually in the movie, the beginning portion where there's a – I don't know, the naughty kids who beat up the main character, Robin Williams, when he's a kid.
Yeah. I was actually a film student at Keene State College when that filmed, and I remember being down in the square – for the big stampede. It was amazing to kind of get a glimpse of Hollywood production, and we've been working on our little short films and student films. So to see something this big, I remember everybody coming out for it, and it was like a circus almost.
Yeah.
Minus the animals.
right. I read somebody in the Union Leader was quoted as saying that Robin Williams was sort of our celebrity because of that. Now, I wonder, what other big movies have been made here in New Hampshire?
Not many big movies. I guess it goes back to 1980 on Golden Pond mm-hmm. is still the only Hollywood film that was shot from beginning to end here in the state. So obviously we'd like to change that at some point. But independent films, I mean, the most recent production we've had was In Your Eyes, which was the Joss Whedon. He wrote it. He produced it. Didn't direct it. The director was Bryn Hill. But that was shot here just a couple years ago. And that was probably one of the larger independent films we've had that bounced all over the state.
Now, I've got a kind of weird question for you, but maybe a year back, I was watching this movie Admission, which was starring Paul Rudd and Tina Fey, and I don't know if you saw it, but in the film, there's a scene that's set at, quote, an experimental school in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And when I was watching the movie, I thought, oh, wow, I wonder where this was filmed. And of course, I went on to IMDb, I looked it up, and it was filmed in New York.
Sure.
Now, do you have any idea why sometimes you would have a movie that might be set in a place, but they choose to film it somewhere else?
Today, it goes back to those financial incentives.
Uh-huh.
A number of the states, there's probably about 10 that don't right now, but the other states offer some sort of tax credit for film production, and that's luring a lot of the production into their states, and they can get a little bit of a money break, if you will. So a lot of times they'll take a look at the script and say, hey, this is what we're looking for the environment, these establishing shots. We can double it somewhere. You know, maybe we can double New Hampshire in North Carolina. I have a number of films on my list that people call up and want to know where they were filmed in New Hampshire when, in fact, they weren't even shot here.
Mm.
I mean, What About Bob is probably the most common one that I get. It's all about New Hampshire, looks like New Hampshire, shot in Virginia. And that had nothing to do with the finances of the film. It was more the time that they wanted to shoot the film. Our leaves had started to turn. And so they went south at a similar location where the leaves were still green because it's just early summer.
So how do you actively court the film industry, which I imagine that you try and do, to bring people to New Hampshire? I mean, what are you trying to sell about, you know, the location here that you might not be able to get anywhere else, knowing that The Man on the Mountain is no longer something that we can offer to viewers?
It's one of the biggest advantages I hear, particularly with commercial production and photo shoots, is that they can come to, say, Concord, and within an hour north, west, east, south, there are very diverse locations. They can get quickly up into the mountains and maybe the next day just scoot over to farmland or urban areas of the seacoast. So it's very easy in a week's time to move the company around without making some huge move. It's challenging right now. Again, those tax credits are the big buzzword right now. We have a group called the New Hampshire Production Coalition that tried to put some legislation forth. It was quickly killed in the House, but they're back at the drawing board again, taking a look at this. But that's the challenge right now. How do we compete with other states that are providing this kind of incentive? And so we're hoping that we can kind of get back to our New England roots, and since we're dealing more with independent film, maybe there's a little Yankee ingenuity involved that we can do. Maybe we can open a few doors and help people get some things that they normally wouldn't get in other states. So,
like free maple syrup.
Free maple syrup. In Your Eyes is a good example. They actually came to us saying, we need a stretch of railroad. We're shooting with some freight cars. And we found them a 2-mile stretch of private railroad in Claremont. Brought in the engine and about a dozen boxcars. It cost the production, but it would have been far more in another state, I like to believe. And it was – they truly appreciate that kind of help. And it's towns like Claremont, Manchester, Portsmouth, very film-friendly communities that we're hoping that will attract these productions.
Matt Newton is the director of the State of New Hampshire's Film and TV Office. Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
If you'd like to learn even more about the Granite State's celluloid history, you can visit our website at wordofmouthradio.org, where you'll find this article, 9 Things You Didn't Know About Movie Making in New Hampshire.